or someone got shot or stabbed, and you'd say you got a doctor to look at the
stab
or
wound.
Well, wound won't heal. A kind of a white granular substance might form around the edge, and sometimes it has to be cut out or burned out with an alum. It's, what is it called?
An abscess?
It's some kind of a flesh.
Proud of flesh?
Okay. Some of the things you used to keep in your medicine cabinet that had a skull and crossbones on the label.
Horse.
What if it was used on cuts, but it's not something you want to take internally. What'd you call it? It has an unusual color. Red.
Well, you want to know what the name of it
is?
Well, mercuric chrome?
Right. Okay, there's something like mercuric
chrome. Iodine?
Okay. Let's see. If a man was shot and didn't recover, you might say he
died.
Okay. Any veiled way of saying it to spare a person's feelings? A very nice term I use for dying. Maybe an older woman would use it. Rather than saying someone died, she might say
passionately.
Okay. How about not a crude term, but if you didn't especially care for the person or he was not well liked. It'd been very unpopular during his lifetime. Is there a way that you would say that person died? Instead of saying he passed away, you might say he
kicked the butt.
Okay, better. That's what I was looking for. Okay. Let's see. If someone died, you might, that you didn't know about, until several weeks later, maybe months, you say, I didn't know what he died. Or if the doctor didn't know the disease this person had, you might say, I don't know what he died
with.
Okay. Now, when after the funeral, or before the funeral, there are plans made, I say they laid him in the, this is during the ceremony, they laid him in the
casket.
Okay, and then they, then they laid him in the
tomb.
Okay. And what do you call this place where the body is put if it's out in the country? You call it a
funeral home.
Okay. And the place where the body is actually put when it's put in the ground. It's usually an area where there are other places just lying.
The place, so. Well, cemetery.
Okay.
Graveyard.
What if it's a family place? Or just members of that family?
Well, say a reading town in here, the family cemetery.
Okay. Any other terms for areas like that? Sometimes they're public. Maybe that's in a much larger city where it's on public area, in special terms, the size or the location. Any new terms? What do you call the box that people are buried?
It's casket.
Okay. And what is the ceremony?
Funeral.
Okay. And say the people were dressed in black. They were in
mourning.
Okay. If someone's troubled, you might say, "Oh, it will come out right." Don't
worry.